I have here two official fashion ambassadors from L'Oreal, Giuseppe and Federico Rigoni. Hello,
hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You are both hairstylists. And tell us briefly, what is exactly your job here at the festival?
Yeah, we follow a lot of actors all around the Lido and in Venice too. We work usually in the room over. We work a lot every day. We get up early,
like so we early. Do, which is good.
Very early sometimes, but sometimes we can sleep.
Well, lucky you.
Yeah, go bed very, very.
So basically, dark. Each one of you has been assigned to a specific actress or specific talent, and you follow him or her throughout the day, during the old day, in the old days of her presence here in Venice, is it?
So yes.
You just go, you are like their shadow. You follow them all the way through every day, every single day. And how do you manage to create a relationship with these people that they don't know you and you just plunge into their lives like this?
Yes, it's a job and you have to do. Just at the first appointment, you must have the feeling with her, and in the other appointment, always you talk with her, and you try to understand what kind of person is her. No,
yeah,
you know what I mean.
Did it happen any time that cannot make a connection with an actress or an actor you were supposed to follow, in terms that the relationship stayed very cold and very professional without any kind of?
Yes, sometimes
depend because sometimes we have the actress very easy, very nice. Sometimes we have the other kind, maybe more sophisticated, maybe more hold, and then you have to change your person, your relation.
So the age is a difference. I mean, it is more difficult to relate with an old actress than with a young one?
No, it depends. Sometimes the young also are going to be a little bit crazy, but I have two experiences very nice. One, it was Catherine Deneuve, a very important.
Oh, well, like an icon. It's like a huge persona. Yeah.
It was very elegant and very very elegant, but the relationship, it was to be
kind of
very, very professional.
So you do your job, I do my job.
Exactly.
We work together and that's it.
But today I have I did the hair from the wife of
Lou Reed.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, yeah. How is she?
It was amazing person, very superstar.
Yeah, everybody says so, that she's really relaxed and completely easy.
Super.
Even if she is like this huge artist.
When I goes in the room, she said to me, "Hello, nice to meet you. Come." He asked me where you're from. It was very easy.
Yeah, she looks like being a very easy person to deal with.
Yeah.
And I just want to ask you, your work is not, you don't work by yourself. So you work a lot with the stylist, I believe.
Yeah.
So you do the hair, then there is a makeup artist, and then there is a stylist that creates the look.
Yeah, together.
Do you decide together what to do, or is the stylist that first decides, like, I don't know, the dress, and then you work on that, or can you discuss with them?
Yeah, we work together until the stylist ask what we think for the hair. She told us, "Look the dress. What do you think for this job? And depend what kind of job we have to do, or if we have to do the a shooting, or for the red carpet changes, no?"
Yeah, because I believe that I don't know that any kind of actress here has like three or four different looks per day.
Yeah,
at least
you must change.
Of course, because then otherwise the fashion blogger would kill you.
Yeah, of course.
She always dresses the same.
And also it's very nice because the lady sometimes he likes the opinion from the man.
Mm-hmm.
He asks me, "What do you think? What do you think is better for me for tonight, for the red carpet, or whenever?" This is.
But does it happen that sometimes they want you to do something that cannot be done, that cannot be possible because of the many? We were talking the other day with your colleague that every actress has to be aware of the fact that Venice is very damp, very humid, for example,
yeah.
Very windy. So maybe there are some kind of looks and some kind of style that cannot be used. Did it happen to you to have to kind of fight with the actress in order to convince her that something cannot be done?
Yeah, sometimes, but it's so hard to fight with the actress.
I can.
You lose always.
You can always lose. Yeah.
You can't.
You can't, but you have to work on the side. You know, trying
exactly.
to tell them what to do, and without them to be convinced that you are telling them what to do. So this is a trick.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing this job?
But 20 years.
Oh God! And you?
Yeah. For me, 17.
17.
Yeah, 17.
So you are kind of old professionals.
Yeah.
And which is the worst situation you can work in? I mean, which is the worst situation to work in? I mean, festivals are better, or shootings are worse, or I don't know, fashion shows are worse. Which is the most complicated for you?
No, every situation have different. It's complicated, but different emotion. But I love a lot this kind of experience. No, the festival or here or in Cannes or everywhere. But the fashion show for me is
the must.
Yeah. I love
you love more than
yeah because in the fashion show I find the inspiration for this moment.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay,
for my job it's important to have the real inspiration.
Oh, why? Because fashion shows are more creative, so you can steal
yeah.
some ideas from
yeah
them.
From this moment. In this moment, I use what I think in the fashion show.
Okay, great, I understand. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you to Giuseppe and Federico Rigoni, official fashion ambassador for L'Oreal at the Venice Festival. Thank you very much
thank
for being
you.
With us.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.